So I'm off to a meeting, but I'm in Victoria Station, and I've just bumped into...
Well, I got to say my name now. My name is King Gustav of Sweden. I'm here with Mark Rock, the founder of Audioboo. Why do you call it Audioboo?
It's a long story. We had a product called Video Boo, which was Video Booth, and we took the TH off the end, so...
Yeah, it's good, yes. I like Boo compared to Booth. My real name is not King Gustav of Sweden, of course. My name is Gustav Mahler. All Gustavs. I like Gustavs. They sound quite
You're
good.
Dead.
What?
Aren't you dead?
I know, but, you know, dead people. There's all these films about dead people who keep coming back. That's true. So, yeah, I'm here at Victoria Station. My name is Eddie Izzard. Sometimes I go under that name. That's an alias that King Gustav of Sweden has. And I'm going off to Brighton to do some work for the Labour Party to encourage people. Yes, I'm encouraging people to vote for the Labour Party. I have a broadcast that's out, a party political broadcast, goes out tonight. And it's already online. And it got a review. Did you read the review from the Telegraph?
No, I saw one yesterday on YouTube.
There's a review from the Telegraph that is...
This is going to worry me, I think.
No, it's through the roof. It's like... Yeah, it's from... guy Toby, I forget his last name, but he was David Man, David Cameron's old university buddy,
right.
And he gave it a massive thumbs up. Sorry, we're standing in the way of people here. And so that I wasn't expecting, but anyway, it was just what I felt that I do feel fairness is something that the centre of the Labour Party, and that's what I believe in. And yes, we have made mistakes, but I just think if the Tory Party were really into fairness, then they wouldn't be in the Tory Party. I can't work out why anyone's in the Tory Party, to be honest. Because, yeah, if you want to make money, if you want to make packs of money, yes, I understand that. But apart from that, it's the
quite a good way to get a peerage.
Well, but you could argue that any... Because in the end, those peerages have got into real problems because people do work and whatever and stuff, and then big people become peers on all sides of the thing. Or they start getting political positions, and then they have to... You know, if you're going to be in a political position in the cabinet, you have to be a lord, like Lord Mandelson wasn't an MP at the time because he was coming from Europe and blah, blah, blah. So that whole peerage thing is weird. I just would like... You know, so I'm going to go down to Brighton today.
Gordon.
Yes, and Gordon Brown's going to be down there. And I saw the thing last night, and I thought everyone did pretty well, to be honest. But David Cameron wouldn't answer the questions where he's going to get this extra $6 billion from. He's going to be cutting back on teachers. He's going to be cutting back on the Crossrail link across London. They haven't said they're going to keep that. It's already up and building, and they're going to sort of dismantle that. They're either going to say that they're going to keep it, but they won't say that. So that means that they're not going to keep it. They're going to slash and burn. It's Thatcher's children all over again.
I do like this concentration on inefficiencies, as if government is the only place where inefficiencies work.
Yeah, I think they always kind of play that card, but we didn't, you know, in this Labour government, I don't think that has been the problem. We've been trying to be as efficient as possible. There's always going to be some inefficiencies, but not what they're saying, $6 billion. Worth
well,
of
the
inefficiency.
Fact that you can get rid of it, it's kind of like life is fairly inefficient, so you have to build it into your model.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But it's an interesting election, but I think Liberal Democrats did very well because they had that airspace and because everyone, it was like a fresh face on. I think he was bound to do well, to be honest. Yeah, he did good. He kept saying you two over there, and so he was dumping
away
on them.
Yeah.
So you could see that happening. But I think Gordon did great, and I think David Cameron couldn't answer a whole bunch of questions. And his hair is a little too shiny. He's too shiny on the hair.